Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hello, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Today we're going to be doing something a bit different. We're going to be indulging in our favorite pastime, that is, traveling. And who better than to ask an expert? I have Leanne Wilmot joining us today. She has 30 years experience in the travel industry and now works for Scenic. Scenic is an Australian company that has just grown and grown. They now operate tours and cruising options all around the world. So if you want to go on holiday with a bunch of Aussies, check out what Scenic have to offer. Leanne Wilmot is the Sales Development Manager for Queensland with Scenic, and I'd like to welcome her to today's show.
Oh, good morning, Anne, and thank you so much for the opportunity to have a chat to you today.
Basically, can you tell me your background first and how you got involved in travel and your involvement with Scenic?
Absolutely. I think I was born with travel, that vein in my blood, to be honest, because I have always taken an interest about different cultures. And right from high school days, and that was going back nearly 30 years now, I knew that I wanted to be in the travel industry in some aspect. And so from high school, I started doing travel courses and finally got a job as a junior consultant. And things were very different back 30 years ago without computers. We used to have one computer that five of us in the office would all share, and a lot of handwriting as well. Things have certainly evolved in any industry. And I started, as I said, from a junior consultant and worked my way through. I worked in that one office for about 11 years over on the south side of Brisbane, and then I eventually opened up my own travel agency, and I had that for 11 years. I sold that in 2008 and then started to work with, did a bit of training in travel, and then I started to work and I got the position with Scenic. So I've actually been with Scenic 7 years this November, and I absolutely love working with Scenic because I think because it is an Australian company, makes it feel like home, and I love the history of Scenic and where we've come from, and I'd love to share that with you as well. And it's so challenging as well within the industry and also about where Scenic's going. I'm really excited about some of those exciting adventures that we've got on the planner, and I'm hoping to share some of those as well with you this morning.
So where would you like to start with the Scenic story?
Yeah, I'd love to share about the, because it is a fascinating story. I would love to share that with you. So we're proudly, as I mentioned, 100% Australian owned and operated. Our head office is actually down in Newcastle, and we started operations 31 years ago. Our owner and managing director, his name's Glenn Maroney, and he started the company from very humble beginnings doing coach tours along the Great Ocean Road. So that's where we started doing those tours. Then Expo 88 started, happened, and we started doing coach tours there. And then we branched out to the international market. So our original name was actually Warrnambool Scenic Tours. And then we changed our name to Scenic Tours as we started doing more touring around Australia. And then when we started going international, we moved to Scenic Tours. And then a couple of years ago, we rebranded, and we needed to rebrand because we really set our benchmark in the travel industry as a luxury tour operator, and we needed to do that by dropping the tours and just calling us Scenic, because we now just don't do coach touring. We actually do. We have our own ships in Europe, and also in Asia, as well as we're launching our new ocean cruiser as well. So we have over 500 plus cruises and tours on offer for guests right throughout the world. So there's a lot of product knowledge that we need to know, and it's really exciting to be part of the company and seeing it grow as well.
Well, that's amazing that the company has gone from humble beginnings and now it's an international company. What else can you tell me about Scenic and what it's doing now in the future?
Yeah, I think what is exciting about Scenic, as I said, we really do pride ourselves on being a luxury operator, and we have so many tours and different price brackets as well for our guests as well. So we started, our main focus is probably our European river ships. We have 12 ships. We own them 100% ourselves. And what that means is that we have full control over the services and the standards that have actually been offered for our guests on board. So we cruise on the Rhine, the Main, and Danube. We also cruise on the Rhine and Moselle. We have 3 ships down in France. We also have a new vessel down in Portugal on the Douro, and we also have a ship over in Russia. And we've just launched last year 2 new ships in Asia, which are on the Mekong and also the Irrawaddy. So with Scenic, we pride ourselves, as I said, being a luxury operator, and we try to include as much as what we possibly. So what makes Scenic unique and special? It's really something that we redefine ourselves as, a luxury tour operator. And we do pride ourselves, and it's about having as much included as what we possibly can for our guests. You know yourself, Anne, when you're traveling, there's nothing worse when this isn't included, that isn't included, and you've got your hands in your pocket the entire time, and it adds so much more on your journey. So when you're traveling with Scenic, we have what we call key Scenic signatures, and they are standard throughout our entire program. So no matter where in the world you're actually traveling with us, and they are about being truly all-inclusive. So we include the tipping, the gratuities, the porterage, the meet and greet at the airport. You don't have to worry about that, particularly when you're traveling in a country that English isn't the first language. We also have other inclusions like the luxury hotels. And it's not just about staying in a 5-star hotel. These hotels have been chosen because of their location and also the experience that they're going to give our guests. We also have another signature called Scenic Free Choice. So these are additional sightseeing tours where our guests get to choose what they're wanting to do. They're already included in the touring price. And this is a great way where every guest can really tailor-make their own journey and their own experiences. So they could be, like in Canada, we have ones where you can do a round of golf, you can do a helicopter ride, you could do whitewater rafting, you can go for a hike, you could have a massage, you can even do zip lining. So it really does depend on what your interests are and also what your mobility-wise is as well, and what you're wanting to get out of your journey. So those key signatures flow right through no matter what destination. The main focus for Scenic probably is our river cruising, and that is we have 12 of our own beautiful Scenic spaceships, which we own 100% over in Europe, that cruise on the European waterways. Those spaceships, we call them spaceships because when we started building them a little bit longer in length and also giving this wonderful space ratios for our guests. Now, those ships, because we own them, we have full control over the standard and also the services that we actually include for our guests as well. So that is why over 48% of our guests are repeat clientele. And we have to keep coming up. That's our challenge, is coming up with new and exciting destinations for our guests as well. I've been lucky enough just to return from Europe on the European River Cruise. I traveled with my sister. We did 15 days from Budapest all the way through to Amsterdam. And it was a wonderful journey, not only because I was able to share it with my sister as well and make some wonderful memories, but also just being able to take her to Europe. She's never been to Europe before. the journey itself was a really great balance of, you know, being organized, but also that relaxation time, but also having that free time as well. And I think that's really important when you're traveling on any organized trip, is making sure that there is that free time so that you can go and do your own experiences and create those as well. So, but it was a wonderful journey along there. I spent $60 on in 2 weeks. That was really it, other than some own personal spending, because as I mentioned, we pride ourselves on having absolutely everything included. Next journey that I'm hoping to do, I'm hoping to get to Africa is my next journey. That is on the bucket list, and I'm hoping that there might be an opportunity at the end of the year. I have been lucky enough to, because I've been in the industry for so long, I've been to some amazing destinations. And not only working with Scenic, but prior to my career in the travel industry as well. So I have been very privileged to get to experience some of those. And it makes it even better when you're with a company such as Scenic, and they're so passionate, and I'm passionate about the destinations and the touring experience that we actually offer our guests as well.
Do you say then that Scenic do other travel besides cruising, if you just mentioned Africa there? Or
yeah, we actually travel to Europe is our main focus because that's where our river cruise ships are, but we also do land tours throughout Europe. Then we actually have Asia, where once again we've got our base where we have our ships, and then we also do land tours as well, going right through Laos, Cambodia and Vietnam. We do Canada and Alaska as well. That is probably my favorite destination, Canada and Alaska. It is, no matter what time of the year that you go, it's an amazing experience. And particularly, we work with some wonderful partners over there like Princess Cruises, Holland America Line. We do the fantastic Rocky Mountaineer coming right through the Rockies there as well. So, and plus also we've got some touring down into America as well. South America is another fantastic destination, and we do land touring through there. It's a big country. There's lots of flying involved, so we have a nice balance, once again, of having lots of 2 and 3 night stays so that our guests actually do get that time to relax. But Machu Picchu would be another destination that really does bring back some wonderful memories. And if anyone has the opportunity to travel to Peru, Machu Picchu should definitely be on the bucket list. I also got to do an Amazon cruise. So I saw the pink dolphins in the Amazon. I fished for piranhas as well. So that was definitely something that I can remember. But it is a beautiful country and a beautiful people as well. We also do China and Japan. Lots of small groups. So we only have a maximum of 24 when we travel to those destinations. And we also do India and Sri Lanka, and with New Zealand, and also Africa. And Africa is another wonderful destination. And we are just about to relaunch back into Egypt. So that's another exciting destination. Egypt was huge for us with our African touring several years ago, but we're coming back. We've printed the brochure. We actually launched only this Monday, the 1st of August. So we've got some exciting touring arrangements there. So we're starting that early next year.
Are your main customers Australian, or do you have a mix of people on your tours from around the world?
Yeah, being an Australian company, our main focus is Australian. That's because that's our bread and butter, so to speak. So, but because we are now the international company with offices in Manchester, Toronto, and also over in Vancouver, we do get a little bit from North American and also from the UK market. We get a little bit from the US, but the majority of our guests, probably about 80%, are still Australians. I must warn you, we do allow some New Zealanders on board as well. So we do cater for down here, so the Australian and New Zealanders. So they're the majority of our guests. But it's nice just to have that, particularly when I did this European river cruise, it is nice just to have that little bit of balance, that little bit of a cultural interaction as well. Yeah, but mainly Australians. You'll find with our ocean cruising that we're going into, because we are selling that on a worldwide basis, we will have a multicultural group that will be traveling with us on that journeys.
Where will that be based and where's that going to be going?
So that's the Scenic Eclipse, and that is launching in August 2018. She will be the first of her kind in regards to ocean or yachts. She's only got 228 passengers on board. Because of her size, she's able to, and also her build, she'll be able to go to destinations that no other ship has actually been to before. So when we're travelling down to Antarctica and also the Arctic region, she'll only have 200 passengers as well, so smaller, because that allows us to take more staff on board as well. And we need that for those destinations. So originally she's going to start the inaugural cruises in August, as I said, in 2018, and that's going to be around the Mediterranean. From there, she's heading across to Cuba and going through the Panama, then heading down to Antarctica for that season. And we've got about 12 departures doing Antarctica, and two of those will include South Georgia, where the big King Island penguins are. And then from Antarctica, she'll come head back up to the Mediterranean. And we've got a wonderful cruise that incorporates Anzac Day service in Turkey. And then heading across through Spain over to the British Isles, heading then right up through Norway into the Arctic Circle, then down to Iceland, Greenland, and then finishing off the first 12 months, she'll be over in Eastern Canada. And that's just the first 12 months. And then we've also got 2019 and 20 already planned out as well. So, yeah, I know it's scary actually just thinking that's that far in advance. But
yes, it's going to be a very busy ship by the sounds of that.
It is. But I think, and it's so exciting to see the destinations that we're going to. That's part of, as I mentioned, because of some of the destinations that we're going to. We're going through to an island over in Scotland. The residents there have actually never had tourists there, you know, because it's not accessible by road. It's only by the sea. And they are so excited that we're only going to be there for a couple of days, but they're so excited already about, and they've got things in being planned already about how they're going to welcome our guests, and it's going to be a great interaction with the locals for our guests. And that's what Travelling with Scenic is all about. It's about creating those memories and doing things a little bit differently as well.
Earlier you said that you have a high percentage of repeat customers. Do they get special treatment?
In regards to special treatment, we treat all our guests special, but what they do is the more chores that you do or the more days of touring there is a loyalty scheme that we actually have. So when they come home, they get a little bit of an incentive and a thank you voucher for travelling with us that they can use towards their next journey. And they also get increased luggage as such, and little items that we get with your luggage. So ranging right up to, you know, scales that we give them, extra little suitcases and things like that. So we do have that loyalty program in place. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
See. So when's the best time to book?
As soon as possible. We do actually pride ourselves, because we don't have, particularly in Europe, we don't have a lot of ships. We're selling now for 2018, and you can pre-register for even beyond that as well. So each destination comes out throughout the year. As I said, we're just launching Egypt. We're about to launch Africa as well next week. Australia, we mustn't forget about our own backyard as well. We have some fantastic touring in Australia. We're about to launch that for 2019 in a couple of months. So we do Western Australia, Northern Territory, South Australia, Victoria, and also Tasmania. And we've also got Norfolk Island there. So each destination is released periodically throughout the year. If you're looking at things where, like the cherry blossoms for Japan, you need to book as soon as possible. You need to book at least that 12 months out in advance. What you can do is that for example, if you were looking at traveling a little bit sooner, and I know that that is sometimes with medical reasons and everything, that is a requirement. You can't book too far in advance. There is going to be some availability, but it's going to be, you're going to have to take what is, you're not going to have that flexibility of dates and so on. So the earlier you can book, the better opportunity you have of getting confirmed the suite that you're looking for, and also the departure date and the best pricing as well.
What age group are the most active in the travel scene these days?
We're catering more for the 50 plus market. That's what our tours, who they cater for. But certainly cruising is, whether it be ocean cruising, river cruising, that is probably the number one selling touring opportunity or touring that guests are actually taking up on. Because it is so easy. It's the unpacking once. It's being able to go and see so many different destinations and not have to worry about getting organized yourself and trying to find places. So it really is a wonderful way to tour. So you are getting all mixture of age groups. And, you know, as I said, we are catering more for that 50s plus market, and our tours have been designed specifically to cater for that market. In saying that, we should be aware that we're all getting a little bit more active as we get older these days. We're living longer as well. So that's why a lot of the touring companies, and in particular with Scenic, we have incorporated a little bit more activities that guests can do on. Like I mentioned before about the zip lining we can do in Canada, or you can go and do a massage or a horse and carriage ride. So there's a real choice there for guests. So it's an exciting opportunity. The world's getting smaller, as we know, because we're getting faster and we're getting bigger airplanes so that we can get from A to B and so on, and particularly with the internet as well.
Before we finish off, can you, as an experienced traveller, would you be able to give the listeners some tips for travelling?
Absolutely. I would just encourage everyone to travel with a really open mind. We are going to destinations, or some of the destinations that you're visiting to, English isn't the first language, and they're not going to have the same food palette as what you're used to cooking at home in your own kitchen or here in Australia. So travel with an open mind, and I think you will enjoy your experience, you know, tenfold. The other thing is, and it's one of my biggest problems, is the packing. I find it very difficult, and even after nearly 30 years in the industry, I still have an absolute battle with the amount of clothing that I need to take on my journeys with me. You know, we're only allowed one suitcase, and sometimes we can be traveling 4 to 6 weeks. My suggestion there is make sure that you do less is more, and making sure that you have got those clothing that is interchangeable as well. So they're probably the biggest tips that I can tell. But, you know, as I said, just enjoy yourself and just really travel with that open mind, and just absorb everything that you hear and you see and you taste around you.
Well, thank you. It's been very interesting listening to you. You're obviously a very well-seasoned traveller. From what you've said, is Canada and Alaska your favourite destination?
It'd definitely be up there, just because of the beauty and also the ease of travelling as well, because you don't have to worry about another language as well. And I've been lucky enough to go there in every season. They have very different seasons to what we have here, like even the winter. Yes, it's cold, but it's different to what we have here in Queensland, that's for sure. You know, we don't get the snow and those experiences, and the wildlife as well. So it's absolutely beautiful. So that, and certainly heading up into Peru and South America. Different countries, but still, yeah, different experiences. But Canada's for ease and also, yeah, just the beauty of it as well.
With all these different countries and the foreign currencies, do people, travellers still need to have some local currency before they leave, or does everyone just use cards these days?
We do suggest, well, I certainly suggest that you do take some local currency with you. Only, you know, as we mentioned before, with travelling with Scenic, there's not a lot that you need to pay out for. So usually about $50 to $100 per person in the local currency of the countries that you're going to. Some countries, you can't actually even get currency before you arrive anyway, like Russia, for example. You can only get rubles once you actually arrive. I do travel with a cash card. And what that enables you to do, so when I went to Europe, I actually preloaded on some Australian dollars, I loaded on some Singapore dollars, and I loaded a certain amount on Euro dollars. So when I'm actually in that country, we're using the ATM machine, but I'm actually getting euros for euros and not having to worry about those extra conversion rates because it's already been converted. So that is definitely one of the easiest ways that you can travel with, is using those preloaded cash cards. And the best way to do that is to talk to your travel agent as well. And that's where you should be booking any of your scenic journeys. You know, we are traveling to some different destinations. There are different cultures that you do need to be aware of, and also different requirements. So certainly, you know, booking with an experienced travel agent is the best way, and having a chat to them, because they're usually well traveled as well.
Thank you. That's valuable information. So where's the best way to get onto scenic tours?
So we don't have offices around Australia. We actually work very closely with our travel industry partners. So really any travel agent can assist you with a scenic reservation and any of our destinations. But in saying that, we have what we call elite specialists. And these are offices that have been chosen to work very closely with us. Many of their staff have actually travelled with us. They know firsthand about what it's like with travelling with scenic. And to access details of those agencies, you can go onto our scenic website, which is www.scenic.com.au. And there's a little button that says find an agent. You pop in your postcode and it will actually come up with all those elite specialists. But as I said, we do deal with every agent. But if you're looking for someone that's, as I said, experienced scenic firsthand, those elite specialist agents will be certainly able to assist you and will certainly make sure that you're getting the best deal and the best experience as well.
Thanks very much. It's been great to have you on the show, and I'm sure the listeners have picked up some valuable information listening to you.
Thank you so much, Anne. Look, all I can say, the last thing I just want to leave you with is that it is a big world out there, and I encourage everyone just to get out and explore it.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.